Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
You guys don't know my wife. She did kickboxing when she was younger. When she says, go take the car out for a clean, I say, yes, dear. In fact, my father-in-law said to me when I got married, he said, first thing I teach you are two words. I said, what are they? He said, yes, dear. But we've got to give thanks. Say, give thanks with a grateful heart. So we're supposed to give thanks in the storm and out of the storm. Because if I give thanks in the middle of the storm becomes calm. Amen. So that means there's always hope. There's hope for us. There's no one that's hopeless. And all it is, I've got to change my attitude and start to believe and start to thank God. I just got to start to get a great, I've got to just cultivate a gratefulness in my life. I'm grateful for the fact that there's a car in front of me at McDonald's and taking half an hour. Why are you grateful? I don't know. I'm going to find some reason because I didn't know. And I can listen to that radio station where they're preaching. Well, I can worship God. I must find a reason to be grateful. Is that right? I mean, that's my biggest test in my life with these drive-thrus. Make me president. Vote me and I'll cancel them. No more drive-thrus. Amen. Can you imagine me as your president? Hallelujah. We'd have one holy roly service every day. I say the country's going on a fast. That's the first thing we're doing. Everyone will fast or you'll be put in Guatemala. We're going for a full day's fast. We're going to pray, praise God, and we're going to tear down every idol. We're canceling an abortion and we're taking away gay rights. And we're putting prayer all over school. And in the courtrooms, the Ten Commandments will be displayed with John 3:16 all over the show. And we're going to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we're going to tithe into the kingdom of God. And we're going to bless one another. Or I could just be a newsreader, I guess. Or the weather person, you know. Me, if I did the weather, I'd say, for a better weather report, look out your window. Because let me tell you what, the weather they give us, the weather report, it never works. I've walked into a place with umbrellas and raincoats and everything else, and it's the hottest day in my life. People look at you like you're crazy. Okay, calm down. I'm trying to finish now. You guys are holding me up. Romans 1. Now, I want to show you something. Romans 1. What happens when you're not grateful and you're not thankful, okay? Romans 1:21, watch this. Look what happens to you when you're not grateful. Because although they knew God, how many of you know God? Because they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts were darkened. God will give you over to a reprobate mind, I'm telling you. Because we know God, but we're not thankful to God. How would you like it if your son died for someone and you're not grateful? He did something. You know, these people that go to war for us. These policemen and the firefighters and the first responders all around the world. For us. And we're not even grateful to them. We don't give them a second thought. Go die for me. I'm going to eat chicken pie tomorrow. No. We need to be grateful. We need to cultivate gratitude in our hearts. Because otherwise, we're going to be darkened. We won't see anything clean. We won't see anything good. All we'll see is the dark side all the time. We'll see the problem after problem. And you know what we'll become? We'll become whiners and we'll become drama queens. Yeah. You know what a drama queen is? If it's not this problem, it's another one. If it's not that one, it's that one. You can fix a griper's problem here and they'll find 10 others over here. We don't do drama. My wife and myself said, this church and us, we are over with the drama. It's done. It's done. No more drama. Because I'm telling you what, you can nurture the dramatist And they, you go, oh, honey, it's so bad. You, he did that? He really did that? Yeah. Wow. Now you're divorced. He's gone. Oh, I'm so lonely. I can't stand it anymore. No one's taking care of me. Oh, well, there's a new man that you just married. Yeah, but I can't stand him. He's a pain in my butt. A drama queen remains a drama queen until they choose otherwise. An ungrateful person is ungrateful unless they choose otherwise. I'm telling you, we can turn it around. It's like a switch. You can do it now, today. Today, you can say, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm turning it. I'm flicking the switch. No matter how bad the situation is, I'm going to be thankful to God. I'm grateful to God. I'm telling you, some people, Willie is one of the most grateful people I've ever met in my life. And guarantee he hasn't got half of what you got.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports, chapel, and character growth. Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Here's another grateful man. Come here. I can't stand it. I don't know. Lord, this is you. It's not me. This man, you've heard him scream and praise God. How many of you have heard him scream? How many of you heard him praising God loud? And you know, at first, one stage we thought, ooh, we better shut this guy down a little bit because he's going to scare everybody. He gave his testimony on Wednesday night. He had a car accident, a bad one. He was in a coma for over 2 months. They thought the guy would never be able to speak or live again. He says, now I've got degrees, 3 degrees, a doctorate. This man. And he says, when you see me screaming and shouting and jumping, I'm thanking God for what he did in my life. Is that right? Thank you. You may be seated. Guys, I mean, think about it. We got to thank God. Let's be grateful. I mean, we got family. Let's care for one another. Let's help one another. Can you say amen? Okay, very quickly. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 2:14, and I know I'm taking a few minutes longer. 2 Corinthians 2:14, look what it says. Now thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and diffuses the fragrances of his knowledge in every place. Do you know that God always causes you to win? So what's not to be thankful about? Do you know that you're blessed going out and coming in? If you've got a thankful heart. You're blessed in the field, you're blessed in the basket. If you've got a thankful heart. Everything you put your hand to will prosper if you've got a grateful, thankful heart to God. He will always cause, and then he will. His fragrance of his glory will come through you. Through you and me by being thankful and grateful to God. He'll diffuse his glory and he'll send it out through us to people in the world. When you walk into a room, they should say, oh, something happened. The atmosphere changed because a grateful person walked in you. Amen. And gratefulness doesn't mean I've got $1 million in the bank and 5 cars. Grateful is just being grateful. Can you say amen? And let me tell you something else. A stepping stone is thankfulness, but a stumbling stone is unthankfulness. It's a stumbling stone. If you're ungrateful, unthankful, you'll stumble. Last scripture and we're closing. Colossians 2, verse 6. Look what it says here. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to him. Next. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. You see, he's the vine, you are the branch. You draw your nourishment through him. So you will grow in faith, strong and vigorous in the truth that you were taught. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving. Let your life overflow. This is God asking us to do this. Let your life overflow with thanksgiving. Sure, you might have got the bad end of the stick in a marriage, or you might have had the bad end in a business deal or something else. It doesn't matter. In everything, give thanks, and God will replenish. He'll restore. He'll revitalize. He'll renew. It's the truth. And you know what? He'll bring someone better. Better opportunities. Better business deals. Better houses. In the midst of everything, if you've been through a foreclosure, thank God for his glory. Thank God for the power of God. And watch, he'll bring you a house that you didn't dream you could have. He says, let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all he has done. He's done everything he's ever going to do. It's all done. All I've got to do is be thankful, be grateful, and start walking in the blessing. A grateful, thankful heart. My heart needs to overflow with gratefulness, thankfulness. You might say there's a situation I could never be thankful for. No, you're not thankful for the situation. You're thankful in it. Some people have had tragedy after tragedies. I mean, some people have lost a loved one. You know, a young child or something. That to me is probably the worst thing in history, to lose a child. And you know what? They're still alive and they're still ticking and they're still walking forward. Thank you, God, that you gave me strength to get through this thing. We can be thankful in every area of our lives. Look how the message says it. Go to the message. Let your living spill over into thanksgiving. The American Standard, abounding in thanksgiving. We can overflow with thanksgiving. You can make a decision today. You can say, you know what? I might be living in a bad place right at the moment, but it's a season. And I thank you, God, you've taken me out of this thing. It's turning around now. You can do it today. Today is the day of thanksgiving. Not just this week when Thursday came around. I thank God for that. No, I thank God every day. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's every single day. A grateful heart will rejoice and be glad in every day. No matter what you face, be thankful to God for His grace and mercy and His goodness. And you will overcome and you will be victorious every single time. There'll never be a time where you're defeated. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. In Jesus' name, let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, sir. Praise God. That offering, please, just make sure that you make sure they know it's for Willie to the ushers. Just make sure that they mark that one as Willie's. So, Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we just thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity we have of coming into your presence with family members and friends and just the fact that we're in this United States of America, this beautiful nation. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our Father. Our name is in the book of life.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.com. .net